I knew it. Someone's been stealing my supplies. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Every day for the past 2 weeks, I've been hiding my stuff in that hollowed out tree trunk over there. And every day for the past 2 weeks, you've been robbing me. And now I've finally caught you in the act. Get off me! So you admit it. You've been stealing my supplies. Thief? That hardly sounds like an apology. How about you give me back my stuff? Bandages, gloves, my flashlight, my teddy bear. Yes, my teddy bear, you stole it. What could you possibly want with a teddy bear? Don't try to be charming. I want my stuff back. One by one, my things have been going missing. At first, I thought it was just a raccoon or something. And then I thought maybe I was just losing my mind. But no, it's been you. Oh, okay, so I suppose I should thank you for not looting everything in one fell swoop. Oh, there it is. An apology. Gee, thanks. Now give me back my stuff. Drop the knife. I'll drop the gun when you drop the knife. Drop the knife. Hey, you're at my camp, okay? I make the rules. Okay, we've laid down our weapons. Now talk. Tell me where you put my stuff. Or so help me God, I will cut off your toe and sew it to your forehead. What do you mean you sold my stuff? Sold it to who? Other survivors. You've been trading my supplies with other survivors? So what you're saying is I'll never get my stuff back. Screw you. Actually, yes, I would love to hear you justify this. Go on. Okay, you were desperate. I'm listening. You did it to save someone. Let me get this straight. You were trading my supplies for medicine. Medicine to save somebody. How do I know you're not just making this up? And is this somebody still alive? I'm sorry to hear that. But if they're dead, then why were you about to steal from me again? Right before I jumped you. Okay, what did you need bandages for? Holy shit, your stomach. Oh shit, what happened? Is that a stab wound? Did you get in a knife fight or something? Well, you might as well just use one of my bandages. I have plenty, and I'm not anticipating getting into any knife fights of my own anytime soon, so we may as well put them to use. Sit, I'll help. Sit before I change my mind. Have you cleaned the wound? How recently? Okay, I'll just patch it up then. What, are you shy all of a sudden? Aren't you gonna lift your shirt? That looks bad. You're gonna have one gnarly scar, that's for sure. Hold still. So, who did you get in a fight with? Why would you fight a guy who was trading you medicine? What's that phrase? Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Oh. He ripped you off. You gave him the supplies and he didn't give you the medicine he promised he'd give you. And then the person you'd been needing the medicine for didn't make it. I'm sorry. Family? Was this person you were trying to save, were they family? The teddy bear belonged to my little sister. She didn't make it either. It's fine. It's just a stupid teddy bear. The thing was falling apart anyway. Its eye was loose and it's got tears everywhere. Why someone would trade medical supplies for a ratty old stuffed animal, I do not understand. Are you sure you weren't the one ripping him off? Okay, you're all set. Now we can just only hope it doesn't get infected and kill you. You're welcome. You could have just asked, you know, for the supplies. I would have given it to you. You didn't have to steal it. If you'd just approached me and told me why you needed it, I would have helped. Why did you assume that I wouldn't? Not all people are selfish. Okay, something tells me that you have trust issues. You know, usually, if you assume someone to be something, they're more likely to become that. I just mean that if you treat someone like they're a terrible person, then they will probably be a terrible person to you. Yeah, well, I'm trying not to be. You're making it difficult, though, with your cynicism and your cheeky little comments. But I'm choosing to believe that you're a good person. And hopefully, you will prove me right. I just think that ever since this country fell apart, everyone is turning on each other. It's like it's bringing out the worst in everyone, when it should be bringing out the best. C- camaraderie, teamwork, compassion. It's like when a group of people are faced with a catastrophe, they have two options. They can either band together, or they can turn on each other. And we can't get anywhere if we turn on each other. That's how everything collapsed in the first place. If we all turn on each other, the best case scenario for any of us is we're the last man standing, and then what? You're all alone trying to survive. But of course, no one wants to be the first to trust a stranger. Everyone is too jaded. Everyone wants the upper hand. But I think that if we all just assumed the best and started treating each other like we're on the same team, we might actually make things better. And it would be easier to trust people, and everything would just build from there. Or people would take advantage of other people's kindness. Is that what you're saying? No, you're just saying that because you got ripped off. You can't base the entire population's morality on one crappy experience. Okay, so a few crappy experiences. Yeah, okay. You know what? Sure, I get it. You've been screwed over a lot. You hate the world. Everyone sucks. I'm going to sleep. And it's nightfall, so you probably shouldn't be wandering around in the dark. You can stay if you want. Or not, I really don't care. Just shh. I haven't gotten more than an hour of sleep in days, so I'd appreciate it if you would just stop talking. At least you didn't steal my sleeping bag. What are you doing? What's in your backpack? That's my bear. I don't understand. I thought you sold it with all of my other stuff. What the hell? It's all fixed up. You sewed the eye back in place, and you patched up all the other tears. Why would you do this? Why would you steal my bear just to fix it up? As a thank you for giving you my supplies. Okay, but I didn't give you my supplies, you stole it. So really, this is more of an apology gift, not a thank you gift. Do you always like to ask forgiveness instead of permission? So, you were gonna leave this bear in the tree right before I jumped you. You think you're real funny, don't you? Not saying a word, just keeping it hidden in your backpack while I yelled at you to give it back to me. Why'd you wait so long to tell me, You did not just say that. Are you flirting with me? You said I'm cute when I'm mad. That sounds like flirting to me. What? stop looking at me like that. Look, if you're expecting a thank you for the bear, you're not getting one. Fine. So, are you staying? I think that would probably be best. It's dangerous to roam at night, and, well, if you get hurt, then I can't be wasting any more of my bandages on you, can I? The bear helps me sleep. It's lame, I know. My sister and I, we were close, yeah. She got sick. I couldn't keep her fever down. She died in her sleep. Are you cold? You can come lay next to me. It's a giant sleeping bag. I could fit a ton of me in here. It's fine. Been having these nightmares lately. Really, you two? Glad I'm not alone. I miss how everything was before. I miss when my biggest worry was school, or if I should cut bangs, or whether or not my crush liked me back. Those years seem so simple now. I wish I could be a teenager again. Be free to worry about things that don't matter. Free to make stupid decisions without it meaning life or death. Yeah, that was a really stupid decision. Our best shot at surviving is if we team up. We can work together, share supplies. I don't want to be alone.